You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous, and welcome to How to Use Siri Shortcut, Part 1, The Basics. This is going to be part one of three in a series that will describe and how to use Siri Shortcut in various ways, along with different complications and difficulties. The basics. All right, let's explain what Siri Shortcut is and why would I want to use this. Great question. Well, first of all, as you know, we all use Siri every day in our daily lives. That could be asking for weather, could be asking for certain sports information, talk about different actors or movies, all different various things that we want to ask Siri to do for us. However, we're limited to what we can ask Siri just simply because it only has so many different commands that Apple decides that is important to us and is only tied and derived to what they want to pull the resources from. For example, if I would ask Siri the weather, it would pull its weather source from a weather source that it wants to use. What if I want to use my own different weather source for the weather instead of using the Apple's weather? Well, have no fear. Now we have Siri Shortcut. This allows us to ask Siri with our own commands and tie it with a third-party app that we can use to pull information from. So let me take this as an example, and then you can probably figure out all the different things you can do with the Siri Shortcut. So let's ask Siri for the weather, okay? Let's pull up Siri. What's the weather forecast?
It's currently cloudy and 53 degrees in Lee's Summit. Temperatures will be fairly consistent, averaging about 53 degrees.
So that's Siri's own weather. But what if I like to use my own app like Dark Sky or Carrot? Those two apps are a third-party app that I have downloaded and purchased myself for my own weather-related information that I can pull up for its weather sources. Well, with Siri Shortcut, you're now able to tie those two apps and bring them into your own command that will use their weather forecast. So let's show you an example of what I can do with Dark Sky. Weather forecast from Dark Skies.
Dark Sky says it is 56 degrees and overcast. Light rain tomorrow morning.
There's one source. Let's try Carrot Weather. Weather forecast from Carrot.
Carrot says it's 56 degrees and overcast, with rain expected around 4 a.m. Hooray!
So that gives you the power, as long as the developer supports the Siri Shortcut. Yep, that's the big ticket here, is that the developer have to program their app to be able to take advantage of Siri Shortcut. Now, you're probably asking yourself, well, how would I know if that Apple supports Siri Shortcut? Well, there's not an easy answer to that, unfortunately. Really, we don't know which app has it without digging into it and finding out if they support it. There are two different locations you can find if they support Siri Shortcut. And I'm going to introduce those two different areas to you today in this podcast. The first one is within the app itself. If they have developed the Siri Shortcut, it will be available within the app itself and you can set it up in there. Or there's the other place we call All Shortcuts. I'll get to that in a little bit and explain to you where you can find that. So you should be able to find it one place or the other or both. So let's take some example. I have an app here that I want to use that I know it is built within the app itself. The app is called Overcast. It's a podcast player that I love using because it plays a podcast at my own preference and my own configuration where I can do all sorts of abilities and features with it that makes it a smooth listening for myself. So I use Overcast. I know Overcast has a Siri Shortcut built into it. And how do I know that? Well, I'm going to show you where you can find this. And then most apps that do support Siri Shortcut within the app will be in the same place. So it's typically found in the settings of the app itself. So let's go to my Overcast here.
Overcast. Double tap to open.
And there she is. I'm going to go ahead and open this up with one finger double tap.
Overcast. Settings. Button.
The beauty of the Overcast, it takes me directly to the settings, which is at the top left. I'm going to go ahead and go into the settings. One finger double tap.
Settings. All podcasts. Back button.
Now, you're going to notice some similarities from one app to the next that supports a Siri Shortcut in the app if the developer supports it, is that it'll have a button that says Siri Shortcut button. So I'm going to swipe right until I get to the Siri Shortcut button.
Siri Shortcuts button.
And there we have it. There's our Siri Shortcut button. All you have to do here is just do one finger double tap to open this up.
Siri settings. Back button.
Okay. Now, It depended on the developer and what kind of commands or shortcuts that we can take advantage for the series shortcuts. This can be just from one to a couple or a lot. In this particular app in Overcast, it has many, many different tasks or shortcuts that we can take advantage. So let's take a peek at a couple of few of these.
Siri shortcuts, heading, controls, heading.
Here's the controls that we can use.
Play, pause, previous podcast, next podcast, seek back, seek forward, previous chapter, next chapter, 1x speed, 1¾x speed, smart speed on, smart speed off, voice boost on, voice boost off, recommend.
There are so many different shortcuts that we can take advantage here. Isn't that wonderful? And like I mentioned before, it depends on the developer, and this particular developer decides he wants to put out lots of different ones. A lot of them I will not use at all. Now, each one of these is a shortcut that you will have to set up individually. So there's not something that you can set up a one for all. That does not work that way. If you want play and pause, that have to be two separate Siri requests that you have to set up. You cannot combine them into one. It doesn't work that way. Okay? So I'm going to go to the right here and show you some more of the shortcuts that the developer has to offer.
Stop at end of episode. Set sleep timer to 0:50. Cancel sleep timer. Get share URL. Get share URL with timestamp. Podcasts. Heading.
And then we'll to the last segment. And these are all the podcasts that I subscribe to. And one of these I'm going to use as an example. So I'm going to go to my AppleViz podcast. So I'll swipe to the right.
AppleViz podcast.
And there we have it. I'm going to do a one finger double tap here.
Cancel button.
All right, so we have the cancel button at the top left. Now, all the Siri shortcuts are going to look in this format. So this is the nice part, is that everything that you do from now on and you want to implement a Siri shortcut, they're all going to look just like this. All right, so I'm going to swipe to the right.
Add to Siri, heading, play AppleViz podcast.
Now, this is the description or the name of the shortcut.
Play the most recently played or first unplayed episode, Overcast.
And that's the description.
Recorded phrase. You can say something like.
And there is a suggestion. They're going to tell you what they have as a suggestion to a phrase that you can use.
Overcast AppleViz podcast.
That sounds too complicated for me. And that's the best part of this. You can customize it any way the way you want it and how you want to say it or implement this particular shortcut when you activate Siri. So let's go to the right.
After you record your personalized phrase, Siri can use it to tell Overcast to run this shortcut.
And go to the right.
Start recording button.
And this is where we implement the recording to tell the command that I want to use to play AppleViz podcasts within the Siri. So let's go ahead and do one finger double tap here. Play AppleViz podcast.
Recorded phrase. Play AppleViz podcast.
All right. So once it hears that command within Siri, that will open it up. It will start playing my AppleViz podcast that is unheard or have not been listened to yet, and it's going to start playing the episode for me. So at the top right-hand corner is the done button.
Done button.
One finger double tap to do done.
AppleViz podcast. Play AppleViz podcast.
And you could just hear it tells you the shortcut itself, which is the AppleViz podcast, and then the command we just assigned it to it. Now, I want to show you one more thing in this. If you go back into this, there are some other features I want to show you.
Recorded phrase. Play AppleViz podcast.
And if I go to the bottom where we had the recorded phrase before, I want to go to the right.
Re-record phrase button.
You can re-record the phrase. So if the phrase you didn't like and you want to redo it, it's as simple. You just do a one finger double tap here to record the phrase over again to something different. Or if you simply want to get rid of this shortcut, you can go to the right.
Delete shortcut button.
You now have the option to delete the shortcut. So let's get out of here.
Cancel button.
I'm going to cancel.
AppleViz podcast. Play AppleViz podcast.
All right, I'm going to exit out of here.
Overcast.
All right, well, so let's give this a whirl and see if we're able to hear a podcast that I'm in the progress of listening to on AppleViz. So let's implement Siri and ask her the command we just assigned it. Play AppleViz podcast.
Okay.
So this is a great way. If you know the lyric to the song, you'll be able to identify that song that you've been driving you crazy trying to...
And boom, voila, there we have it. So that's our very first Siri shortcut that we have created ourselves and customized. Now tell me how cool that is. So you'll be able to do this on any of the apps that supports Siri shortcut and create the different commands so you don't have to open up the app itself, find what you got to do, double tap that, go all the way down, hit the play. You just simply use Siri, just say, hey, play it. And then just boom, it just happens just like that. This is great. All right. Now, sometimes not all apps will have its Siri shortcut available within the app under the settings. I'm not sure why that is, but have no fear, there is an alternative place where you can find those. It is within the Apple settings, so let's go to my settings here.
Settings.
All right, so here's settings. I'm going to go one finger double tap to open settings.
Settings.
And we are going to swipe to the right until we get to something that says Siri and search button.
Siri and search button.
And there she is. I'm going to go ahead and do one finger double tap to open this up.
Selected. Settings. Back button.
And we're going to swipe to the right until we get to Siri shortcut headings.
Siri and search. Siri shortcuts. Heading.
There's the Siri shortcut headings. And from here, you're going to notice a couple of things. First thing I want to show you is the...
My shortcuts. 3. Button.
My shortcuts. Right now, there are 3 shortcuts that I've created for Siri shortcut. So if you do a one finger double tap in this...
Siri and search. Back button.
It's going to display the shortcuts we have created. So I'll go to the right.
My shortcuts. Heading. Edit. Button. Overcast. Play Apple Vis Podcast. Play Apple Vis Podcast. Play the most recently played or first unplayed episode.
And
actions
that's pretty
available.
Self-explanatory there. So we heard the application, the description of the shortcut, and then we heard the command that I gave it, and then a further more detailed description of what that particular shortcut does. And that's the one we just created. Now, the other two that I had created here, and I showed you an example. I'll go to the right.
Carrot weather, weather forecast from Carrot Superscript 5. Check weather. Dark sky, weather forecast from Dark Sky, weather forecast.
And those should be familiar because we use those as an example when I first got into the cast itself. Now, the reason I'm showing this is because from here, you can also not only see all the shortcuts that have been created with Siri Shortcut, but you can also double tap in that. And remember what I showed you where it says re-record the phrase and delete the shortcut? That's the same place you can come here as well to do the same thing. So if you like to delete it or re-record the phrase, you can come back in here as well. Or you could just simply do a swipe up.
Delete.
And it gives you the option to delete the shortcut themselves. So I'm going to go back down.
Activate. Default.
Back to activate and go back to the top left.
Siri and search. Back button.
And double tap.
Siri and search. My shortcuts. 3. Button.
And I'm going to go to the right.
Suggested shortcuts. Heading.
Now, of course, Siri wants to try to suggest some things to you. More times than not, this is not going to be very useful because there are a few things that might be something that you're like, oh, I didn't know I can do that. Or it's just too generic. I don't want to use that. So I'm just going to give you an example of one of those that it wants to suggest to me. So I'm going to go to the right.
Overcast. Play World News Tonight with David Muir. Play the most recently played or first unplayed episode. Button.
So if you want to use Overcast to play that I use, well, you can double tap that and set it all up. So these are suggestions that it was want to offer to you.
All shortcuts. Button.
But here is the real gem. This is the all shortcut. This is going to show you all the shortcuts and the apps that support Siri shortcut. So this is a great place as well to find what apps is supported. So let's go ahead and double tap this.
Siri and search. Back button.
And I'm going to go to the right.
Shortcuts. Heading. Search. Search field. Calendar. Heading.
Obviously, we can do a search, but I want to get to the headings here. So this is the very first app. Obviously, calendar. Most of the native apps is supported for Siri shortcut. Anytime, whatever I have used calendar, it's going to show me all the suggestions that I could use a calendar for as a Siri shortcut. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my headings in the rotor here.
Audio ducking. Headings.
There it is. There's headings. And then I'm going to swipe down. I'm going to show you the various apps that supports the Siri shortcut.
Carrot Superscript 5. Heading.
And there's Carrot Weather that we just saw. Now, that one, that particular app does have the Siri shortcut within the settings. I'm going to show you another one.
Dark Sky. Heading.
Haha. Here's Dark Sky that we use as an example. That one is a good example because it does not have Siri shortcut within that app under settings. So this is where I was able to set up my weather forecast from Dark Sky was from this one. I'm going to keep going down until I get to Voice Dream Reader, which is going to be the next example that I want to use.
FaceTime. Heading. Health. Heading. Mail. Heading. Maps. Heading.
Yes, these are all the different apps that you can use as Siri shortcut.
Messages. Heading. See all. Button. Heading.
Why does that one say see all? Okay, well, some apps will have more commands or more shortcuts available than others. So some may have one or two, or some may have lots of them, just like Overcast did. It just depends on the developer and who puts it out and how many shortcuts are available. We'll keep going down until I get to the Voice Dream Reader.
Music. heading, see all, button, news, heading, overcast, heading, see all, button, phone, heading, see all, button, Safari, heading, see all, button, Twitter, heading, see all, button, voice stream, heading.
Now, yours may sound a little different because you may have different apps installed that I don't, and that's just simply because that is an app that does support Siri shortcuts, so be sure to check those out. Now, here I am in Voice Dream Reader. I'm going to go to the right here.
Voice Dream, play reading list.
Okay, so here's a shortcut that will allow me to read my reading list. This is what I want to do because what Voice Dream Reader is, it is an app that allows me to listen to my books that I get from a place from Bookshare, which is a organization that allows me to check out books and be able to play them and listen to books on the fly. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap this to use it.
Cancel button.
Now, we're going to see the exact same screen as we have seen with everything else. So we go to the right.
Add to Siri. Heading. Play reading list.
There's the description of the shortcut.
Voice Dream.
And that is typically with the description, but it just says Voice Dream.
After you record your personalized phrase, Siri can use it to tell Voice Dream to run this shortcut.
Okay. Go to the right.
Start recording button.
And there's our start recording button. So let me think of something clever here. I'm going to do a one-finger double tap here. Play my books.
Recorded phrase. Play my books.
Okay. So I had that set up. And as we did before, at the top right is a done button.
Done button.
Double tap that.
Siri and search.
And now that is entered and we're ready to do that. So let's go back to the home screen here.
Settings.
One new. I don't have to go to the home screen, but I just choose to do that so we can show you as an example here. I'm going to implement this. And what's going to do, it's going to open up my Voice Dream Reader and it should start beginning to read the book that I'm currently reading. So let's try that. Play my books.
Pressing play.
I am already far north of London, and as I walk in the streets of Petersburg, I feel a cold northern breeze play.
And there you have it. So it starts reading my book, and at that point, I put a pause. And anytime I want to go back, I just implement Siri again and say, play my books, and I'll start reading right where I left off, which is brilliant because typically I would have to go to the app itself, go to the book of choice, and then go under and hit play. This just makes things so much simpler and easier to use, and this is just opens up the realm of unlimited possibilities as long as the developer supports the Siri shortcut. Well, that's going to do it for this podcast. I'm going to wrap this up as being part one, the basics. I hope this was very helpful for you. In this cast, I was able to show you where you can find Siri shortcuts within the app itself under settings, if the developer supports it, and if it doesn't show there, but it could still exist under the all shortcuts, which I showed you under the Apple settings itself. And from there, we were able to see all the shortcuts we created. I showed you how you re-record it, and I showed you how you can delete them. And then we were able to go to the all shortcuts, and it shows all the apps were there that is not able to find within the settings of those particular apps, like Dark Sky and Voice Dream Reader was the example that I use. I am Thomas Donville. Also go by the name of Anonymous. Please be sure to follow up the How to Use Siri Shortcut Part 2, The Gallery, will be coming shortly after Behind This Podcast. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.